Hello and welcome to episode 14, series 5 of Hiking Pod. And it's the end. This is the last series. Well, it's not the last series. It's the last episode in the series. It's with great sadness and a heavy heart that I have to report that Molly, my companion and faithful dog, furry child of 14 years, passed away yesterday. And I'm really, really sad. I really feel like I've got a massive hole in my life at the moment. She was, I couldn't have hoped for a better dog, companion, friend, pet, member of my family than her. She was brilliant, amazing temperament, and she was very ill, unfortunately, as I mentioned, and I did think that she was going to get better. I know I've said in a couple of shows ago where I said that I didn't think she was going to get better, but then when we took her to Cornwall, she kind of got second life, and I thought that she was going to get better because she perked up. But then the weekend, she spent a nice weekend with my ex-wife, and that was nice for her, and she stuffed her face, which was good. But then by Monday she wasn't eating. Tuesday she couldn't even move or stand up. I tried to take her for a walk, and we got up the road. So I was Tuesday she didn't eat, she couldn't even walk. I took her up the road, we got as far as Hillyfields, and she just froze, and she looked like she was in pain. She wasn't standing how she normally stands, and she wasn't standing like she was previously when she was in a lot of pain, so I knew something was wrong, and she wouldn't move, so I ended up having to carry her back home, and I laid her on the sofa, and then she stayed there, and then when I came back she just kept vomiting for the rest of the evening, and it was bile because she'd not eaten anything, you know. So by midnight she'd thrown up again. So I kind of said my goodbyes and made my peace with her, tried to go to sleep, couldn't, and then half expecting her to not be alive or awake really when I woke up the next morning. And again, I got out of bed about 5, and she was still, she wasn't her. I think she'd already gone at that point, but her mind had gone, I think, at that point. She wasn't her. And so she vomited again, so I picked her up and laid her on the sofa, kept her warm in a blanket, and then I went and started to get Lucas ready for school, and then Lucas came running up to me and said she's having another seizure. So I went and checked on her, and then I cuddled her during her seizure and stroked her. When the seizure stopped, she didn't really recover from that. Her breathing was very laboured, very slow. Her heartbeat was very slow. Then she stopped breathing. Her heartbeat was still going. And then about 2 minutes later, her heart stopped. So Lucas and I were there for it. And it's sad because I really thought she was going to get better. I mean, she wasn't, couldn't keep her medication down. She was ridiculously thin, frighteningly so. And I wish that wish she hadn't, but she's not in any more pain, so that's a good thing. So so I'm at Southend, and the reason I've come here is I'm driving another trip as a reward for some of the young people. So I thought I'd rather than go off and do a hike, I think I'm going somewhere on Saturday. I thought kind of, you know, dedicate this one to Molly and to this whole series, because she's been with me on a few of them, as you well know, quite a few of them in fact, and it's just sad really that she's not going to be anymore. But I took her to be cremated yesterday, and I get to pick up her ashes, her remains rather, on Saturday, and then I think about taking her to Cornwall with us, and then And then there's still, because I was really hoping I was going to get to do the from the other end of the kingdom up at Sizewell and Ness Point, because I really wanted to take her there. So I haven't decided that I'm not going to do that, but I think that might be the final one for her, and I think I'll just leave her in peace, because I think that, you know, I don't know if this what she would have wanted, but she was definitely fun and always up for going on walks and adventures, and she loved that. It was a good thing. It was the thing that she loved the most, really, was going out on her walks and having adventures. And she was great fun, apart from when she attacked the lead and I had to look after her and stop her from attacking dogs. But when we were in Cornwall, she didn't do any of that. She was actually very calm and very relaxed. And I know obviously the past couple of days has been traumatic and sad and all of that, but kind of my favourite last memory of her was when we walked down towards Hale Beach on, I think, our second from last night in Cornwall, about 4 weeks ago. And we walked along the beach and it was a beautiful sunset, and I just like to think that she saw that and enjoyed that and walked along the sand and, you know, got the sand between her paws and sort of took all of that in with the silty air and the sea. And I just think, well, Hale Beach now will always, as beautiful as it is, and I love that beach, it will always remind me of Molly. And again, I just wish I'd had more time, although 4 to 14 years was a good innings. She did very well. She survived five surgeries, you know, an operation on her eye, one on each ear. She had a lump removed from her leg and she still kept going. So, you know, I couldn't really have asked for any more, really. I'm very grateful that I got all of that. She had high blood pressure and incredibly affectionate, knew where I kept the biscuits and wasn't shy to tell anybody who came into the house where they were kept and how to get them. Loved her food and loved to cuddle, you know, so and always gave kisses. So she will be deeply, deeply missed. Somebody asked me today if I was going to get another dog, and it's like I can't even begin to think about that. And even if I could, I don't think that I really want one, because I think I got so lucky with Molly. It's just not going to get any better than that. So rather than thinking that I might, you know, I'm not. So, I mean, I'm not going to get in. I can't see how that would work, personally. And I just want to spend my time mourning her and missing her and getting used to not having her around now, because my home is very empty and I've still got all her stuff and her bed and her food and her bowl and, you know, and all of that. And obviously it's only happened yesterday, so I'm not ready to get rid of any of it. So I'm sorry that the last episode of is a bit of a downer. Well, I am sorry, but I'm not sorry. I'm sorry for what's happened. I'm not sorry that you have to listen to it because you've chosen that. I'm fairly sure that the next series of podcasts, which will be next week from the end of the kingdom, 2023, will be probably a lot more upbeat, because I think Lucas and I are going to make sure we're going to have fun. And I look forward to sharing that with you. But in the meantime, I think thank you for listening to season 5 or series 5 and the 14 episodes of Hike and Pod. Thank you for subscribing. Please share this with your friends. Tell everybody about it. And the next series of Hike and Pod should be coming out on the 29th of July, which will be, as I said, the from the end of the kingdom, which will be 7 episodes across the 7 days. So thanks for supporting from Molly. I know she would want to thank you. I know she's a dog, but she does, and she would want to have shared her love with you all, and for listening in, and for myself, thank you very much.